to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
70% of the Republican polls are split all over the map, but they know that they do not support Romney. The reason is simple. Romney is not a conservative. He's not, folks. But you can argue with me all day long on that, but he isn't. What he has going for him is that he's not Obama, that he is doing incredibly well in the debates because he's done it a long time. He's very seasoned. He never makes a mistake. And he's going to keep winning these things if he never makes a mistake. It's that simple. And you should know, by the way, that I've met Romney. I've not played golf with him. I've met him. And I like all of these people. This is personal, not with like country faces and so forth. I like him very much. I've spent some social time with him. He's a fine guy. He's a very nice gentleman. He is a gentleman, but he's not a conservative.
All right, so Limbaugh says he's not a conservative. What does that mean? He doesn't know, nor does anybody else really know what the true meaning of the word conservative is. And it's been misused, mishandled. It's just been hijacked by people who don't use it the way it is intended to have been used. Having said that, does that mean that Limbaugh would try to scuttle his nomination? And his remember, as far as Obama and Limbaugh are concerned, they're great for each other, as Bill Clinton and Limbaugh were great for each other. If Limbaugh has a Republican as president, and this would hold for any of the people who are right of center, it's not good for business, because his business and the business of the others who are either national or local and have that philosophy is to stir the pot, to get people worked up. And if you've got somebody there that you can't work over or run over, then business is bad. And Limbaugh made $54 million, on track to make maybe $57 million this year doing that radio program. It's most successful monetarily and in many other ways. Most successful talk radio person in the history of the medium. He has tremendous influence, and so I'm wondering if he is trying to influence you, because it's good for him not to have anybody in the White House who agrees with his points of view. It's a thought. It's a way to begin the conversation. We're overviewing the hot hits. The hot hits. And the presidential race is number one on this week's countdown, a focus on talk radio, talk television, the things that are in news talk, issue-oriented, some call it political talk radio. Here's a rundown of this week's top 10, the underwear bomber trial, number 10 on the countdown, the BlackBerry service outage is number 9, the Seal Beach massacre is 8, number 7, trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, number 6, the financial activity, markets, etc. The Fast and Furious scandal, number 5. Some people still don't really understand. It's like getting hit in the face, slapped around a little by that reality. That's a reason enough there not to vote for the Obama team. The Obama jobs bill is number 4. The Occupy protest movement, number 3. The Iranian assassination plot allegation, number 2. And the presidential race is number 1. Here's host Tommy Tucker with political analyst Kirby Goidel about the latest polls, which show Herman Cain as the new front runner,
the new leader among the GOP presidential candidates.
Yeah, Herman Cain, according to at least one of the more recent polls, is now in the lead, slightly ahead of Mitt Romney with 27% of Republican voters versus Romney's 23.
If you look at what's happened to some of the past leaders, you got Michelle Bachmann and then Rick Perry. I guess now Herman Cain gets on the cover of Newsweek and then he's dead or not. I mean, let me clear something up. Dead politically, yeah. I'm just using a metaphor. Please don't anybody take that wrong. I mean, you know what I'm saying. It finished as a candidate. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, the interesting thing about there are some interesting things about Cain that may give him a little bit more staying power. Though the expectation I think is that he's somebody who a lot of people haven't taken seriously up to this point. He's been gaining momentum. He's definitely charismatic. He's enthusiastic. He's a salesman. He comes across well, and he's turned a lot of people are looking and saying, "Who is that guy? He doesn't talk like a politician. Let's support him." But what that means is the other other candidates, the other campaigns really haven't taken out the knives yet. And I think what happens is, you know, candidates can only build up so far before they get enough support that the other campaigns are going to start looking at them closely. The media starts subjecting them to more scrutiny. And then, you know, you see whether or not the candidate can handle it. So I think a lot of people expect that once he's really subjected to the close scrutiny, he'll probably fall off as well.
It really is a tempering process because Michelle Bachmann didn't handle it so well. And you think about the vaccination story, was that kind of the thing that did her in for the most part or not?
Yeah, I think it was that and just the general sense that once people really looked at her closely, she wasn't quite ready for prime time.
And Rick Perry, is it a question of his passion? Does he really want to do this? Or is it that he, when it comes to debating, he can't?
Yeah, I think it's two things. I think one, you begin to wonder whether he was really prepared for this race and really had given a lot of careful thought into what it would take and to what he needed to know. And you know, I thought his comment at the debate the other night, "I've only had, you know, 8 weeks to think about this. You've had 6 years." That's pretty weak.
Yeah.
And you wonder whether he was really ready for the run and that maybe he ideally wasn't, but thought it was the right time to jump into the race.
All right. So then it became, as has been obvious, it's all about him being Mr. Perry. Meanwhile, your thoughts certainly encouraged. We'll work through a number of these things as we have time. 800-510-8255, stories from the hosts that put together good overviews of these issues. Warm up to you and your calls. Same thing that happens here. 800-510-8255, the regular number for the countdown. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Herman Cain hasn't been to Iowa since the straw poll. Voters there apparently are in a forgiving mood, if that's the right way of putting it. A couple of polls there show him surging as well as every place else. Cain is now in second place in Iowa, according to the NBC poll. Mitt Romney has 23%. Cain has 20% of public approval for those who are likely voters in the primary. And that's really, every time I see that, I want to underscore for everybody who really wants to participate in this, needs to participate in it, that the choices that are made, the important choice is made in the primary, not in the final election. So the reason you get unlikable candidates is because the lunatic fringe of either of the parties gets out and votes in the primary, and they oftentimes, look at Kerry running against George Bush. That was nonsense. And that sort of thing has happened. Some people say that's McCain's story. He couldn't beat, he was too much, well, you get the message. So let's figure out who you're warming up to. Maybe that's the way to begin this part of the program, sort of a political diary. 800-510-8255, 14 after on the countdown.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count.
Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds comes in clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Here are our hosts Jay Morris, Sean Patrick, and Jim McKinney talking about Herman Cain.
I love the fact that suddenly now everybody is jumping on the 999 plan.
Can I just add another quick comment? Sure. I love the fact that other Republicans actually, Sean and other Republicans actually agree. I think it's funny.
I don't think we really agree. I think they just have a common enemy. But I don't think
they all agree. They don't like Herman Cain's 999 plan.
They don't like Herman Cain getting the nomination. Is really what it is.
They don't like it. Well, you said yesterday in your quote, and I want to make sure I have this correct. Mm-hmm. You said, "Hey, there's no way." That Herman Cain would get the nomination.
That's right.
Secondly, and I remember that. And secondly, the 999 plan will cost all of us more money in the end.
It
will cost me more money. It will cost the poor more money, yes. And it will cost people in the middle class more money.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody actually guaranteed that like Sean did yesterday, but Michelle Bachmann did. Flip it over and say it's like 666, and the devil is in the details.
And you know what? If it was at all possible. I actually lost a bit more respect for that. You know what that was? That was a clear attempt to throw a bone to the religious right with some superstitious little numerology, flip this thing over, devil in the details. And we all know how important it is to make sure you fly that religious flag out there in these events. And I think if anything, it just showed her to be, even less informed. And you can lose more respect for that little comment. But again, I love to watch them cannibalize each other.
That's nice to have fun.
I didn't think it was that religious. I didn't tie it to the religious right at all. I actually thought it was quite ingenious to just flip it over and say the devil's in the details, being that's the mark of the devil. I didn't think it was that outrageous of a comment.
Well,
now I don't like. Now keep in mind, they didn't ask her a whole heck of a lot of questions. She didn't have a lot of interplay within this debate whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And this was really the Herman Cain. Let's get after the 999. Well, the best line, by the way, was John Huntsman, who said, "I thought that was the cost of the pizza," which I think is funny.
It was funny. Now that's funny.
And the other thing that I will say is, Mitt Romney did not walk back and wasn't afraid of his record in Massachusetts. And in fact, I don't know if you heard the debate soundbite between he and Rick Perry, but they were talking about the fact that he has more kids insured in Massachusetts than Rick Perry does, and he actually quoted numbers within that all. Now I take it one step further. He thought it was right for Massachusetts, and his talking point from the whole time has been it's right for Massachusetts. It's not right for the country.
Okay, so he split his position back then, because the last debate was when he said, well, if Obama thought this was a good idea, he should have asked me what was wrong with it and all the problems that we were having. So, a minute ago, when Obama was attached with it, he was distancing himself. Now, last night, he has to try to not flip-flop. So I guess it depends on which day you turn the TV on as far as whether or not he's defending or accepting his position.
The Occupy protest movement next on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The radio event of the week, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. We continue the focus on the presidential race. A couple of calls. Let's see. We've selected Pete in Virginia Beach to be thoughtfully overviewing the candidates and who you like, Pete.
Well, Herman Cain is head and shoulders above everybody else. Let's all acknowledge a fact. Romney, even though he's pretty polished, he's been practicing for, what, 5 or 6 years?
More.
He's not a conservative.
What does that mean, Pete?
Well, what are his principles?
No, don't ask. My mother taught me not to answer a question with a question. So my question to you is, what is it to be a conservative? What does that word conservative in politics mean to you? Or what does the word mean, never mind, in politics?
We have to go back to the Constitution, which our current member in the White House has
already... You keep
already
going back. Yeah, we all know that you don't like Obama. What I'm trying to get out of you is what you think it means to be in politics and be a conservative. What does that mean? Or what does the word mean?
Recognize the Bill of Rights, everything from the First and the Second Amendment on down, including this abominable abortion decision led by the liberals.
Yeah. All right.
We killed over 50 million babies.
Got it. You'll be voting in the primary, I hope. 800-510-8255. I hope everybody votes in the primary. Joseph in Alton, Illinois, you're in favor of...
Best radio show on the air.
I'm sorry?
You have the best radio show on the air. Very informative.
That's very nice of you to say. So inform us as to what you think in terms of those who are running in the presidential race on the Republican side. If the election, the primary is today, who are you voting for?
You want honesty, integrity, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, an honest man. And what about Herman Cain? What would you think
an
about?
An insider.
Insider?
Another insider.
Really? Because
as
of the fans?
All of them up there are.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They're all bought and paid for, except for Ron Paul.
Got it. All right, sir. Thank you. Don't know that I disagree. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Steve Gill from his program. He's talking here to Herman Cain.
You were back in the pack just literally a few weeks ago. Now, some polls have you leading. Some polls have you right neck and neck. Things have really changed. What's been the biggest change other than the fact that now you're being clawed at by 15 million different people in 15 million different directions every moment of your life?
The word surge is synonymous with solutions.
I have been the one to consistently put solutions on the table, Steve, starting with the biggest domestic problem we have, which is this economy, which is on life support. And because my 999 plan is bold and it starts with throwing out the tax code, that got people's attention. We have been talking and complaining about this tax code for decades, but nobody was bold enough to put that kind of solution on the table. When Rick Santorum challenged me, his only criticism was, Herman, it can't pass. You see, therein lies the difference, Steve. Politicians put together stuff that they think can pass. Businessmen put together things that solve the problem, and that's what I did. And because I kept it simple, but it's still powerful, it's not simple-minded. It's just simple and powerful. The American people are connecting to it.
And
I happen to think there's a combination of those two things.
And that's a huge distinction. It's a leader who says this is what we should do rather than limiting themselves by this is what I think we can do. And whether it's in business, whether it's in Godfathers, whether it's President of the United States, setting that path of here's what we should do, now let's figure out how to get there, is the difference in leadership.
You're absolutely right. And the other one I've done is Social Security. You've heard all the discussions over the last couple of years with this Congress and Obama. They keep talking about cutting costs, but they won't basically identify the white elephant in the room, Social Security. I put on the table months ago the Chilean model. Some people were going, well, what is the Chilean model? Well, they looked it up. It's an optional personal retirement account option for younger workers. Seniors won't be hurt. People near retirement won't be hurt. And I've been putting solutions on the table. I believe, Steve, that that's why I'm resonating and why I'm surging, because I'm not afraid to put on the table, as you say, and I like your words, what we should do and not just what we think we can get done.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
We agreed he wouldn't lecture me about how I'm ruining my life.
I lied.
Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez co-star in The Way, now in theaters. Estevez wrote and directed it, and Martin told us he loves his character.
He only really became a father after he lost his son, and so it's a story of redemption.
The pair opened The Way at our Movies for Grownups film festival in L.A., and Charlie Sheen came to support them.
If you can't work with your family, then what are you doing, you know? Unless they all suck. And ours doesn't.
Now this. The easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Melissa Leo and John Goodman co-star in the thriller Red State. Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins is the King of the Gods in Thor. Jill Clayburgh's final role brightens the comedy Bridesmaids. And Kevin James talks to the animals in Zookeeper. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-7-
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion,
and fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Working our way through the hot hits. Number one, the presidential race. Number two this week, the Iranian terror plot, so it's called. Number three, the Occupy protest movement. Here's talk host Dave Debo with Caden Mack, who's been involved with the Buffalo movement.
Talk a little bit about the protests on Niagara Square. Were you there, and can you describe for us what happened locally? We've been certainly seeing and hearing a lot about Wall Street and New York City. What's happening here in the Buffalo region?
Well, I didn't actually end up going yesterday, but I do know that there was quite a bigger crowd yesterday than there was last week. I guess characterizing it as a protest is only gets one of the angles.
Okay.
Of these kinds of gatherings. The point actually is less to, I guess, send this message to people in the halls of power than also to start a grassroots national conversation on what's going wrong in this country. And I really think that, what you're seeing on both the right and the left is a general consensus that things are not going right in this country, and we need to have a conversation or do something to get it back on track.
Broadly put, then, in your opinion, what's wrong with America now?
Well, I think that the first thing is that corporations, that big business and big money has too much control over our government, over our government services, higher education included, public education included. And as a result, I think that a lot of people feel like they don't have power and agency or the ability to participate in the government.
That's interesting because, and some blog postings across the nation I've seen comparisons, and I know they're tenuous comparisons, but comparisons nonetheless, to the Tea Party movement. When I asked you what was wrong with America, you said big government. I bet if I asked them that, they would say the same thing, but I also know it's not the entire picture to put the two of you guys in the same basket.
Sure. I've been reading actually a lot of blog posts making that comparison as well. And I think that, you know, it's like I said, it's like on both the left and the right, people are waking up and realizing that there's something that's going on in this country that's very wrong. And, you know, we have that common starting point, right? And, I mean, what's interesting is at the General Assembly that I facilitated the assembly last week, that we had people of a very broad political spectrum. We had people that I think would self-identify as Marxists, people who would self-identify as libertarians. So we had people on both the left and the right, I think, having a conversation about what we can do in our community to support each other, to resist the corporatization of our government.
Huh. 800-510-8255. Here's Taco's Dale Jackson with a focus on Occupy Wall Street and how the majority of Americans don't really support them. Is that so? Well, let's listen to this.
You know, those Occupy Wall Street goons, Occupy Boston out there getting arrested, 50 of them to 100 of them, depending on who you listen to, arrested in Boston. Continuing this absurd, we are 99%ers or whatever, implying that 99% of the country agrees with them, which is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And the longer this thing goes on, the longer they handle it the way they're handling it, the less likely these guys are going to get any sympathy. The American people do not have any appetite for this kind of nonsense. Oh, the Arab Spring, the Day of Rage. Guys, this is the United States of America, all right? We have Xboxes and PlayStations and the Internet. And all made by corporations. We have all these things. So the American people's tolerance for insanity and rage that interrupts this kind of stuff, they don't like. And guess what? Life's pretty sweet here. Even for our bums, life's pretty sweet. I'm not saying the bums that sleep under the bridge. Most of that is a drug dependence choice sort of deal. But that's a whole other story. I'm talking about the people who decide they don't want to work. They'd rather be on unemployment for 99 weeks. The ones that decide they want to go down to the park and sit there for weeks on end. Those guys, their life's still pretty sweet. All right? So comparing what happened in the Arab world this year to what's happening here is idiotic. I mean, just embarrassingly idiotic. All right? And the American people have no patience, barring complete evidence of just massive police brutality, to this kind of nonsense. They have no patience for it. 1968, Democratic Convention, lots of chaos. How'd that work out for the Democrats? Not very well. And these guys are walking into that same place.
All right, let's listen now to radio host John Arneson. He's got a caller from his program talking about the protesters.
What the kids, I call them kids because they seem to be mostly kids, but I'm sure there's some grown-ups too, or some middle-aged and whatnot there as well. But what are they protesting? Are they protesting that they don't have jobs, which I can understand? They're protesting against Wall Street, the greed of Wall Street, but I'm just not completely understanding what their points are. Generally, I think I get it. It's taken me 2 weeks to finally get it, but what exactly should they be? They should make it more clear what they're protesting so guys like me can understand exactly what they're focusing in on. That's what I'd like to see. But basically, all in all, I don't understand that much. So Occupy Wall Street, they're angry. What is it all about? What is the program? All right, let's go to Steve.
Well, I understand that they've been granted an acronym, maybe not of themselves, but some in the conservative media have labeled the movement the flea movement.
The flea movement.
And they're referring to them as flea baggers.
Uh-huh.
And F-L-E-A, the acronym, means...
like a flea bag motel that you might hear about?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, basically, it's far-left activists, environmentalists, and anarchists that are part of the movement. And don't ask them what they're for because they don't know.
It just seems like a good reason for them all to get together. It's kind of like a Dead concert. They just kind of float around to all the different places that the Grateful Dead go to.
And you can imagine what happens to a flea when it finally sucks all the juice out of its host. You're going to sit there and complain, or it's going to jump off and try to find some new juice to
Well, apparently the new juice is going to be the millionaires' New York City homes, because that's where they want to go to now. They're going to march to tycoons' New York City homes, I guess. So, and just with the one paragraph here, it says, protesters from the Occupy Wall Street movement plan to leave their downtown Manhattan headquarters and head uptown as part of the millionaires' march, visiting the homes of some of New York City's wealthiest residents. So I guess between 400 and 800 people expected to take part in that demonstration. So whatever, I'm still trying to understand it.
Do you understand it? 800-510-8255. Joseph, do you understand it?
I sure do. I think the difference between us Tea Partiers, and I consider myself a Tea Partier, and that I went to several events, is that we actually took time off from our jobs. We were there against how we felt the government was encroaching on our liberties and on our rights. And these people seek to get their rights and their liberties and everything from government. Mm-hmm. They don't understand the concept of our Constitution and inalienable rights. I think these people are anarchists at heart. And you know what? And the media is just perpetuating this whole thing. They want to, you know, I think it was Pelosi who said it was AstroTurf. Well, this is AstroTurf. This is made up. This is nothing. And you know what? This whole idea is just being fanned of us against them. It's all, you know, it's the MO of the left, all the way back to FDR.
Well, how are you different from the left? You have your point of view and you're sticking to it, right?
Because mine is based on our Constitution. I'm not asking government to do anything for me other than to get out of my way.
Yeah.
Whereas these people seem they want everything to be done for
them. That's
what
it seems, because that's the way it's being played. I happen to be an anarchist, so in terms of what really goes on here, I'm interested.
My question to you is did you hear these people when they were spewing their anti-Semitic nonsense out there?
You heard it, or you read a report about it?
I heard it on the radio. I heard somebody talking about it.
But did you actually hear somebody who was in a movement say the words, or you heard somebody?
Yes,
you heard somebody talking about it.
These were the people who were actually down at Wall Street, Wall Street. And they were talking about how the Jews control everything.
Well,
these
people are not the first ones to say that. People have been saying that for years.
Yes, but the difference is the media is not going out there and saying this is anti-Semitic. We don't have Morgan Freeman going out there. But a Tea Party event, because there isn't enough black faces out there, we're racist.
Joseph.
We're all racist.
The reality is the news media, for the most part, is left of center. They're going to play something like this up in a different way. There's no more real news media. It's either the left or the right. And the spin is it's pretty treacherous, actually. So what we have going on here is a play. This is the same. The program started with a quote from Rush Limbaugh, if you heard it earlier on, saying he didn't really think that Mitt Romney was a conservative. It's bad for business, for his business, if Romney or any other Republican is president, because then he can't stir the pot. Same is true with all this other stuff. The Wall Street protesters, the way it's being played up is the way that you have heard it, but that's because it's good for the newspapers and those who are reporters and those in the so-called news business to take this stuff and twist it around, turn it around, so that you'll get upset and you'll keep listening or reading or doing whatever action you have taken to get you to this point. That's all this is. There are plenty of people that are well-intentioned who are involved in these protests. Are there a lot of kids who don't have a lot of experience in the world? Yep. When I was a kid and you were a kid, there were tons of protests. And most of the people protesting didn't know what they were protesting. They just were out there making a lot of noise because either they thought it was fun or they were upset about something. I would suggest to you, if you really knew what was going on, and I don't say that, I'm not being negative, I'm not trying to take a shot at you, that you would probably agree with many of the people who were there protesting. I'm not sure that what I find amusing about this is that people get so worked up about it. It is part of the function of our country and our history
Understanding history has been one of the things that I've been most thankful to be able to do. And this kind of stuff erupts all the time when there is an economic crisis or when there are things going on that really and truly are not in the best interests of our country. And you can sure as hell say that about what's going on. So the fact that you're upset about what they're saying isn't as important as them saying it and you paying attention to them. I think that's the point I'm trying to make. Thanks for the call. Jerry in Lake Butler, Florida. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Doug. This is Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are kids. I equate them to the hippies of the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You covered it very well at the end.
The hippies of the 60s turned out to be right, didn't they?
Not so much so. They're the ones that are running our government now, and they're wrong, wrong, wrong.
Well, the ones who are running the government now were the extremists. I'm talking about the average person that involved themselves in protests. I'm sorry I used the word hippie because that isn't appropriate. The people who are protesting in the large, in the main, I'm certainly not a hippie, nor was I at that time, but I wasn't happy about what was going on. Any more than I'm happy about what's going on now, or have been happy for the most part from that point to this point.
And the ones that have some sense, their protest is going to be at the ballot box. This business of going out on the street doing what they're doing, like you said earlier, it's nothing but a big party. They have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
In my heart of hearts, I have nothing to back this up, but I got to believe that this is being stimulated and financed by the various
George Soros. What most people are thinking is that it's being financed by George Soros, and it's the same as the Koch brothers financing the Tea Party. George Soros is doing this. That's what it really all is. That's what it's all about, Jerry. Thanks for your call. It's 13 before the hour.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps, over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The source of caller input is you with your brain in gear. The next item on the countdown this week is number four position, the Obama Jobs Bill. Here, the Daily Caller's Nicholas Balassi talks to Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. about the Jobs Bill. It's interesting because I think I read something yesterday where Jackson says the government ought to hire everybody, everybody who is unemployed. This is actually pretty interesting stuff. Let's listen.
The president has asked his jobs council to look at areas of the plan that could be implemented administratively without congressional approval.
Now we're making some progress. President Obama tends to idealize, and rightfully so, Abraham Lincoln, who looked at states in rebellion, and he made a judgment that the government of the United States, while the states are in rebellion, still had an obligation to function. On several occasions now, we've seen, quite frankly, the Congress is in rebellion, determined, as Abraham Lincoln said, to wreck or ruin at all costs. I believe, quite frankly, in the direct hiring of 15 million unemployed Americans. at $40,000 a head, some more than $40,000, some less than $40,000, that's a $600 billion stimulus. It could be a five-year program. For another $104 billion, we bail out all of the states. The problem within the states ends tomorrow for $104 billion. For another $100 billion, we bail out all of the cities. So for about $804 billion, we put 15 million Americans to work, we bail out the states, and we bail out the cities, but we do it through direct hire. We put people to work cleaning up communities, we put people to work through a civilian conservation corps, through a Works Progress Administration, because the hour demands it. And as more people work, they pay taxes into the fourth quarter, they buy wares, they buy homes, they meet their obligations, and our economy begins to work its way out of this protracted recession. I believe that's the only way out of this crisis, and I hope that the president begins to continue to exercise extraordinary constitutional means based on the history of Congresses that have been in rebellion in the past. The president had the opportunity to exercise Section 4 of the 14th Amendment during the debt crisis. He chose not to, to help the United States honor its obligations because the Congress is in rebellion. When we recognize that the Congress is in rebellion, I think the President of the United States will follow the correct course. He's doing that now. He's looking administratively for ways to advance the causes of the American people because this Congress is completely dysfunctional.
All right, so this is red meat for conversation. This ought to occupy some time over the weekend on a lot of talk radio programs and talk television as well. Let's pay everybody to, let's just give everybody a check, right? Half the country is now involved in some government deal. Let's make it 60% getting a government handout. That's, wow. Whew. Here from MSNBC, Chuck Todd with Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about the president's jobs bill.
What is going to pass the United States Senate before the end of the year that economists will say will help the economy short term?
Well, not much, Chuck. I think the country is in essentially an economic holding pattern until they see who we're going to decide we're going to be for the next 25 or 30 years. And the president continues to talk about more regulation and higher taxes and higher utility bills and health care bills that are unknown. And that slows down private sector job creation. And we're just not seeing much happening in the Senate. It's not controlled by my party, but I think the Senate's just at a standstill for all intents and purposes, and the trade bill may be the exception that proves the rule that we're not doing anything that doesn't absolutely have to be done, and that's unfortunate.
That is a sober assessment, an economic holding pattern. Do you think your party should put together a bill that tries to deal with the short term? I mean, that was clearly what the White House's intention was trying to do. There clearly is a stagnation now in the economy. Your party hasn't introduced a bill that they is saying, hey, this is what we would do short term to try to jumpstart the economy, should you?
Well, I actually think we do have a jobs bill, and it's been introduced, and we'd love to vote on it. It's a bill that Senator Portman worked to put together. I've been involved in that. We'd love to vote on that. We're not going to wind up probably voting on our bill in any meaningful way in the Senate, because this is a Senate that's chosen not to do meaningful things. And I think if the president was really serious about passing a jobs bill, he'd be here talking to members of the House and Senate in big and small groups about what does it take to get this done, instead of out giving speeches in politically competitive states. I mean, it's clear what he's trying to do. I have Harry Truman's old office in the Russell Building and his desk on the floor of the Senate.
Right.
And what the president wants to do is say this is a do-nothing Congress. What he's forgotten is that his party controls half the Congress, and he's not giving us anything that even Democrats really want to do.
This is